Dave Bau. I'm an extension educator in ag business management.
Dave, let's begin with some of the common questions you're getting from crop farmers this spring, as we saw late April snow and frequent rains in the first part of May impede progress in the field.
Well, basically, we've had a really slow planting period where farmers were getting nervous, as the weather was wet and damp, and that April snowstorm that and we had rain with that too in a lot of places. That really put a slow start to our planting season compared to past years. But luckily, this last weekend, we were supposed to have some rain in the forecast, and we didn't get that rain. A lot of places, so that helped farmers make a lot of progress when we were supposed to have rainy days. But they're really concerned about preventive planting and getting the crop in on time. And with corn, that's the end of May. So May 31st is the final planting date for southern Minnesota. And that's kind of where we're seeing the wettest areas. If you went along Interstate 90, kind of east and west and south, that bottom tier of counties is where the planting progress has been the slowest in Minnesota because they're basically the wettest. And for soybeans, it's June 10th. But again, like last weekend, there was some progress made, but there's still some farmers that have had very little corn planted.
Yeah, and a week ago, this probably would have seemed a lot more timely to be talking about prevent plant, but as you said, the weather has turned favorable, and looking at the weekly crop progress report from USDA, corn planting has really caught up quickly in Minnesota. But as you point out, it sounds like there are still some isolated areas of Minnesota where it's just hard to get that water off and planting done. So walk us through that prevent plant process for growers that maybe haven't had to go through it before, and if they are looking at that as a possibility, some things to keep in mind.
All right. Well, basically, like last night, some farmers got 3 inches of rain in Martin County, and Jackson County got 1.5, 2 inches. So those farmers that have had the slow time getting it all in, they have a final planting date, and for corn is May 31st. And there's 25 days of a late planting period where they can still plant the crops, but their coverage goes down, obviously, every day, 1% a day as the season goes on. So if they started with, they bought 75% coverage, they lose 1% of that coverage every day they plant late. You follow? So like tomorrow, or I'm sorry, June 1st, they would lose 1%. June 2nd, 2% of their scheduled coverage. And it goes down to a minimum after those 25-day late planting period. It'll go down to the maximum or the minimum of 55% coverage for planted planting for corn. On soybeans, that final planting date is June 10th, so we still have some days yet, and hopefully the weather cooperate. Farmers around here are starting some soybeans. They did get their corn, ones that did get their corn in, but again, there's still a lot of farmers trying to get that last bit of corn in too now. And for soybeans, it goes till June 10th. Again, they have the 25-day late planting period, so that goes up to July 5th. And every one of those days in between June 10th and July 5th, they lose 1% of their coverage because the yield is going to go down, obviously, as later the planting dates go. They have alternatives. They could plant, if they want to get that preventive planting payment, they can do that and do nothing and just say they couldn't get the crop in on time. Moisture prevented me from getting it in, and so they can get that payment. And if they decide to put a cover crop on it, that's fine too. Or they could plant a second crop. If they plant a second crop, they really can't hay it till fall. If they want to use that for feed storage, if they use it for a feed source for livestock, that also will kill their preventive planting payment. So there's some issues they want to make. They can choose to plant soybeans too if they want to, if they couldn't get the corn in, for example. And that soybean will have its insurance coverage up until their late planting date. So again, there's options there. And if they do go beyond that late planting date for beans, and they'll still get a payment on the corn that they would have planted originally on that ground of 35% of their coverage. So there is some options out there for them. I've encouraged them to, within 72 hours, when they decide they're not going to plant, they need to go talk to their crop insurance agent and tell them they're preventive planting. They want to take that option, so make sure they get that coverage in place.
Yeah, it sounds like case by case, a lot of calculating to do here, because unless I'm misunderstanding here, you get to that June 1st date for corn, and you could either look at what your crop insurance plan covers, or if you elect to go prevent plant, see what would be the most beneficial, I guess, financially. Is it that simple, or is it even more involved than that, Dave?
No, it's pretty well that decision. There's a spreadsheet online in our website. If you go to the Extension website, you'll see a link to a information on a spreadsheet that kind of does that comparison for you. If you plant a crop and the yield goes lower as a later the dates, it shows you that comparison if you do plant the crops compared to what you'd get if you did a preferred planting payment option. So it gives you that decision. It also shows you if you did a different crop, what that might compare to for a payment. So it does give them some options, and it's not just a black and white decision. They have to decide, you know, what do we want to do? Sometimes you put chemicals down that might prohibit doing soybeans on whatever. There's some other options like that. So it's not black and white, but it is an option that will help for these cases. And again, like southeastern Minnesota had this case a couple years ago where they had a really short window to get corn in, a couple days, and we're kind of facing that in certain areas of Minnesota this year as well.
So getting back to your other options, then if you go prevent plant on some acres and say you put in a cover crop or a second crop, that's still 100% at the expense of the grower, or because you took prevent plant, are there actually some, is there some assistance available in that regard too?
Well, if you plant a crop during the late planting period or before the final planting date, and the second crop is planted, you would use the coverage on that crop. Whatever that crop is planted, you wouldn't get prevented plant anymore once you do a second crop. So if you plant soybeans on that ground, you're no longer going to get prevented plant payment for this corn ground. And if you choose to plant a cover crop, you can leave it sit there, but if you use it for a feed source before fall, it will also eliminate your prevented planting payment. So you've got to think about those things and make sure you're in line with that if you want to get that payment locked in place. So I would encourage farmers to look, get enough background on what they want to do, look at the options, and then make sure they talk to their insurance agent to make the final decisions.
Gotcha. And then just as an observation, I would imagine that few, if any, farmers are going to want to leave that ground bare. You think about weed control for future seasons, things like that. So you probably want something living in that soil through the summer, right?
You sure could do that, or else they're just going to have to do tillage, you know, weed control themselves. They can apply that chemicals to control weeds too, but that's their choice, yep.
And you touched on it, but just to remind our listeners about the resources that Extension has available, if they want to learn more about this, where can they go online?
So I just would go to Extension website. Right in the on the main page, you'll see a little news release that went out about the information, and there's some links in there to different resources. We have a longer document and the USDS, some information on their website. And if you go to that website on extension.umn.edu and then click on that preventive planning item, it'll show you those resources.
Dave, anything else on this that we need to talk about?
No, I don't think so. I think they just have to make that choice if they, you know, if they want it or not. And I think it's getting, like, I've been looking at a map right now from the 17th of May, and, you know, Jackson and Martin, where they got heavy rain again last night, and it goes all the way over to the bottom three counties your way, except, you know, up to the Wisconsin border, the bottom half of those three counties are prevented plant. Looks like they're about less than 50% planted as of the 17th. So there is some areas there where corn plantings, you know. But again, that was before the weekend, so they might have made more progress over the last weekend.